The Economist.
Hello, you're listening to the free edition of The World in Brief from The Economist. As a reminder, if you subscribe to The Economist, you'll get access to a deeper look at the day ahead, updated three times a day. If you're already an Economist subscriber, visit economist.com/espresso or visit our Espresso app to start listening. Here's today's free edition. This is The World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. Israel's army said it had taken control of the Rafah crossing on the border between Gaza and Egypt. The operation could mark the beginning of its ground offensive in the city of Rafah, where around 1 million displaced Palestinians are sheltering. Israel previously ordered more than 100,000 civilians to leave Rafah and travel to a humanitarian zone near Gaza's coast. Ceasefire talks are resuming after Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, said a deal that Hamas had accepted was, quote, far from meeting Israel's core demands. Stormy Daniels took to the stand in Donald Trump's criminal trial in Manhattan. A former porn star, she recounted sleeping with Mr. Trump at a celebrity golf tournament in 2006. Mr. Trump, she said, continued to call her afterwards and dangle the prospect of a spot on his TV show, The Apprentice. In 2016, she sold her story to Michael Cohen, Mr. Trump's former lawyer. TikTok and ByteDance, its Chinese parent company, sued America's government over a law that gives the app up to 12 months to be sold to a non-Chinese buyer or face a ban. Last month, President Joe Biden signed the measure, which aims to crack down on foreign adversary-controlled applications. TikTok argues that a ban would violate the free speech rights of its 170 million American users. America revoked some export licenses, allowing chipmakers to sell semiconductors to Huawei. In 2019, America began requiring companies to procure special licenses before selling technology to the Chinese firm. The Biden administration subsequently expanded export controls. But in April, Huawei unveiled a laptop powered by an AI chip made by Intel, leading Republican lawmakers to warn that the blacklisted firm was making a comeback. Ukraine's security service arrested two members of the Government Protection Unit, which provides security for high-ranking officials, in connection with a plot to assassinate the country's president, Volodymyr Zelensky, and other members of the government. The officers are believed to have been recruited by Russia. Vasyl Maluk, the head of Ukraine's security services, said the plot was a reminder that the enemy, quote, cannot be underestimated. The Taliban claim to have quelled protests in Badakhshan, a mountainous province of Afghanistan, which erupted over the government's campaign against opium cultivation. Senior members of the government will visit Badakhshan to meet the families of two men killed during the demonstrations. The crop's prevalence in Badakhshan has increased since the Taliban returned to power in 2021, despite a successful crackdown elsewhere. Italy's government said it would deploy the army to kill wild boar. Giorgia Meloni, the country's prime minister, wants to reduce Italy's boar population by 80% in order to slow down the spread of African swine fever. First detected in Italy in 2022, the disease threatens the country's lucrative prosciutto and sausage industries. Last year, farmers were forced to cull 34,000 pigs because of its spread. Figure of the day, 800,000 tons, the amount of cocoa Ecuador aims to produce in 2030, up from 420,000 last year.
If you want to work smarter, you need a system with smart built-in. Workday has AI embedded into the core of the system to seamlessly support your workflow and deliver unprecedented adaptability. Workday, the finance and HR system for a changing world.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
That's The World in Brief from The Economist. To access the full version of The World in Brief and the rest of our award-winning podcasts, please consider taking out a subscription to The Economist Podcast Plus. To get the best offer wherever you are around the world, go to economist.com/podcastsplus.